A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Let's look ahead then. Liverpool, Crystal Palace.
We're going to win.
At the weekend. We could really do with it. Look, at this point.
I don't think we're going to win.
You don't think we're going to win?
No.
They're shit.
Yeah, so are fucking we.
We're not.
Well, because we beat Newcastle. We're boss now.
Again, but maybe.
All right. are we coming at you like that? Chill out.
I'm not fucking with your fucking charity. Upset, are you? Upset? Are you upset? Have you thought about not being upset?
All right, someone's triggered.
look, we could do. We've said this before, and we've said this all season long, really. Just Liverpool win some football matches, they would help immeasurably. If we can beat Everton and we can beat Newcastle, who are a team in the relegation zone and a team that are around the top four, then hey, Crystal Palace. We need to sort the away form out.
That's the problem, isn't it? The fact that it's away from home is the worry. But we did go to a team who had literally not lost a game at home all season and just beat them. So I don't think the Real Madrid result has that big of an impact on the league stuff, to be honest with you, if truth be told. It's just a different calibre of team. I'm pretty confident that we can go and beat Crystal Palace. There's lads coming back for again. Ibu trained today, didn't he? Which is a big bonus. Ah. But I think they're still without Zaha, who's caused us problems in the past. Like Selhurst Park at 8 PM on a Saturday is hard. Like that. Like Liverpool have to prove that they can deal with that first, because again, you've referenced before, like, our away form is just absolutely diabolical. But in terms of on paper, I think we should have enough to beat them.
Is Joe injured?
Gomez picked up a hamstring injury, which is why he got subbed off against...
So it's massive then, the Canate's back in the training and stuff, but it's probably Matip.
You'd suggest it'd be Matip.
I don't know, you know, I think if he trains for 2 days, I think that should be enough to throw him back in. I would anyway. I mean, cheese thing head over there that you were having.
That's why he'd be back out injured, though. You'd rather.
It depends. I think Liverpool would be careful. They would be careful.
I don't think there's a chance Canate plays.
I reckon he's... I don't think Virgil realistically should have played the whole of the Real game.
But that's where we're at, in it, Finn, is that Liverpool are kind of in that awkward situation. And we'll never know the true behind-the-scenes thing. This is why, again, it's another one of those things that causes loads of ire and stress and anger online. We don't know what they're being told and what they're not being told.
Yeah.
We've got the tag one-in, one-out system going at the moment. Canate's back, great. Oh, Joe Gomez is out with a hamstring injury. We can't kind of catch a break. We're sort of in, like, net positive injuries at the moment.
Yeah.
Because of Jota and Firmino being back. And Darwin not missing the game when it looked like he was going to. Matip will play Matip because Konate is clearly the long-term answer.
Mm.
If people are turning on Matip, he's probably had his... We've had the best we're going to get out of Joel Matip. Yeah. And Gomez, I do fear for him long-term, but Konate, he's the one. You know, he's the long-term succession plan.
Yeah.
Playing alongside Virgil and playing beyond, so we do need to be careful bringing him back.
Yeah, if he's getting anywhere near that France starting 11, that shows you how much people rate him. It'd be nice to see Jota get a full 90 or kind of start. I don't know how likely that'll be. But I think we've got enough to get past them. It's difficult because in my head, I'm still thinking Benteke doesn't play for them anymore. Thank God. And I think Zaha's out injured, isn't he?
Yeah.
So such a boost for us in terms of he'd be against. He'd be up against that Trent one on one.
Dangerous well, though.
Elise and Isaiah.
Elise is dangerous, man.
Yeah, they've got the Isaiah and Elise. They're the ones really who seem to turn up against us in a huge way. So, look, it's going to be a test. There's no way because it's not going to be. I can't see us going there and not being comfortable. I feel like we've managed to get our heads around Selhurst Park in recent years, but look, we don't know. This is the problem with this.
I'll take back what I said. I don't think we'll lose. I think it'll be a draw.
Crystal Palace's recent record, I mean, they haven't won a game this year, touch wood, that continues, but like they've all been close games. There's loads of one-alls.
Do you not think we seem to bring the best out of people this year? Like, Melier's had like the best games against us.
Yeah.
That Leeds game.
Yeah, he decided to
turn into a world-class keeper.
Well, he walked to the edge of his 18-yard box and had Seamus Coleman score past him, but like,
against us, he was an absolute cat.
Yeah. I agree with that.
The thing is, with us this weekend, I think either one of Jota or Firmino starts. I'm probably leaning towards Jota now.
Yeah.
And I think he can provide an impetus into the attack. That, you know, Gakpo, have really enjoyed watching him sort of progress and get better week on week and stuff. Now it's time to take him out, let him do a little bit more class work or whatever it is that you want him to do, rest him, whatever. Get Jota in there, get him, you know, hungry for that spot again, Gakpo, and just see how the front three works. Because this Darwin Núñez and Mo Salah thing's working right now.
Mm.
Like, they are, you know, they look like they've played half a season together. Shocked they've played half a season together.
Yeah.
That's something to build on. There are definitely, like, you use the phrase all the time, don't you, these green shoots.
Yeah.
That's what we've seen in the attack over the last few games with Gakpo, with Darwin Núñez and with Mo Salah.
Yeah.
So I just want to see that continue, to be honest. And I think we've got too much for them firepower-wise. I think we'll concede, but I do think we'll score more than.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The flip side is you've got to be if you take Gakpo and or Firmino, just that the midfield is struggling and they can help, that they can be a help for a struggling midfield doing it, obviously for Firmino or Gakpo. Gakpo in the last few games has been really good at getting in that hole. I mean, the last two league games especially, rather. That's the worry. I love Jota and he'd be in my team every single week, but that's the only consideration. I think actually do you play Firmino or Gakpo again, just because who's in midfield? If you're gonna trot out the same midfield again. Which he probably is, unless he
brings Cater in from the
Nabi Cater is the only other one. Yeah, potentially.
I can't imagine he'd do.
I don't want to see his face.
Just his face.
I just hate him.
Hate?
Nabi?
Yeah.
No, get rid. Get rid.
But like,
don't sit on the fence.
Yeah.
Don't care.
Why don't you say what you really think about him? Really?
Hate him.
Yeah.
He does jack shit. What does he do?
I like him. I'll be balanced. I'll be the balanced. I kind of like him.
I can't bear him. He doesn't do nothing. Ed, the last few games he's come on and played, every touch he's had of the ball, he's then lost 2 seconds after.
That could be most of our midfield at the minute, to be
yeah,
fair.
To be fair. Yeah. The barrier for entry has been pretty low.
No, but like next level, man.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think Nabil leaving the summer.
He's been injured for about 2 years.
Yeah, that is the problem with him. When we look back on Naby Keita in a few years, it'll be when he was fit and playing well, there was games where he was the player we thought we'd signed when we were watching the highlight reels and stuff. But those injuries just absolutely
ruined him. The worry. The worry is...
He should have never had the number eight. He should have never had the number eight.
Might have been too big for him.
End of.
Mm. What if it was just that?
The worry is, that's the problem, is that it's hard to see him not trotting the same midfield. And there's other options. I'm not sure that's a Harvey Elliott game, Crystal Palace away against their midfielders. So if he is going to have to go Pacheta, Henderson, Fabinho again... I think I would quite like to have Gakpo or Firmino just doing the dropping in.
I'd love to see Gakpo in like an attacking mid though, mate.
Yeah, I wouldn't be against that at all. I just, as much as it's going to outrage the angry 12-year-old in the corner in this one, is that we can't play Fabinho can't play again.
I'd rather see Millie than Naby.
Because his fucking legs have gone. If, you know,
you
and
know he's like 28.
Been gone. 29. He's been gone, though.
No. But his legs have been gone, and he looked good the other week. But then we've just played him back-to-back-to-back.
Yeah.
We've got Wolves again in midweek.
So while we play Milner, 37 years old?
I'd well rather him than Naby.
But yet
I think he'd be played, I'd be playing, if you're going to play someone, play maybe Hendo in the six.
Bacetic, sure.
Or Bacetic in the six. Bring Naby into the midfield, or Milner into the midfield. But at the moment, I think Milner's job is, Henderson's going to have to run until he collapses because he's the captain, he's got to go and do the captainy things, and Milner's he's the vice-captain. His job is just to take over from the leadership stuff when Jordan can't run anymore. I'd be surprised if he started either of these
options are fucking grim.
They're not grim.
You're talking about lads who literally can't run and just fine.
No, I mean, more than it is what it is, you know.
No, I get that's the point, is that
I don't agree with Ruby's take on Naby.
I don't think he's shit, but I'm all right.
He's been shit for us.
I'm done with him. I'm happy for him to go this summer. But I don't think
he's shit overall. I think he's been very poor for us, and he's been out on injury a lot of the time, and we haven't got to see the best of him, which means that when he is playing for us, he doesn't even fit the team anymore.
But the issue we've got is that we've got loads of midfielders now to pick from. Thiago's what, the only one, I guess, who's, and Arthur, who's guess will be
that's,
back in training or whatever.
That's kind of my
Have
point.
We seen him play yet?
Six minutes. You've got Ox there and you've got Elliot there, but this is the question: you've got attacking lads, and I don't know. This goes after you. We've got a limited pool to choose from. You're looking at really it fit without Thiago. It is Milner, Henderson, Fabinho, and Bacetta. Two of the ones who you'll trust to do all the physical stuff. And I know some people will roll their eyes at me saying that at Keita, but he's actually not bad at that stuff particularly. He is a centre mid. Everyone else is a bit too. You might be compromising yourself to go a bit too attacking.
Ruby's convinced me you've got four attackers.
Yeah.
We've got five of them fit.
I think he will play Fabinho again, and I think he'll probably will stick with the same midfield, and I think that's good enough to beat Palace, to be quite honest with you.
Be a good game regardless, though.
Mm. Well, yeah, there's going to be goals, because we that's the one thing I'm hoping.
Whether there are or not.
Well, no, but I think in attacking sense, it feels like that's back. You know what? It feels like we've got that verve back. We've got quality there. We've even got quality to rotate it. We can change it in a game and actually bring other really good lads onto the pitch. Firmino and Jota should be sharp enough now to either start or not be well off it when we bring them on. Yeah. And I just think the game plan now for the rest of the season almost is, can we just score our way out of trouble? Man United have scored the way into the top four. Man City have scored the way into the top four. We've got the lads there to do it. That's probably just what we're going to need to do in the coming weeks.
Yeah, I think there's a case for... He won't. Klopp's very stuck in his ways. But I think there is a case for what Chris said then, of kind of having someone in the hole, so to speak. Mm-hmm. I'd have Bobby. I think he's been playing... When he's played there in the past, he plays there well. And yeah, I think it's just a case of we don't trust the lads behind us. Let's get in behind and let's try and kind of outscore them, because you can't rely on a clean sheet anymore. You can't rely on them conceding less than one or two goals. So yeah. you've just got to outscore them.
The other thing, sorry, on the Jota thing, if you were to play him, he does press really well. And
he was so good against Newcastle. Yeah. As soon as when him and Bobby come on, it was about getting the band back together. we looked better defensively, I thought, as a result of the fact that they knew how to press and they knew where to be. Like I might be wrong. I don't think Madrid scored their fair goal the other day if Firmino was on the pitch. Because I think he heads that away. I think he's there and he heads that away.
He's literally brilliant at that.
So, this isn't a criticism of Darwin and a criticism of Gakpo per se, but like there is a school of thought. You know what? Like we go back to the lads, and then Gakpo and Nunes become your bench options. That I think that wouldn't be the worst.
Almost
idea.
Like take the rookies out
a little bit and just go back. You know what? We don't think we can defend that well anymore. But if we get the lads who know how to press and know where to be and know how to do it.
Yeah.
Firmino, Jota, Salah.
Particularly because we've had the midweek game and we've got the next one.
Well, Nunes had the shoulder and Gakpo's played a lot.
There's something to Nunes. I'm fine for him to alternate a little bit when he does come and do half an hour of just fresh running at tired legs and just seeing him cause a bit more mayhem. I'm fine with that.
Do you think he's headbutt anyone?
No, but Anderson will be rubbing his hands together though, hoping that he will. He'll be trying the same tricks and that'll be a big...
story.
Test. Well, it's a big test to see if
he bites at it.
Yeah, 100% on that. What do we think the score predictions? Anyone? What's it going to be? Ruby, you can still stick with your draw. You fucking
yeah, I am sticking with the draw.
Score.
1-1.
3-1 to the Reds.
3-2 to the Reds.
Okay.
3-1 to the Reds as well.
I think we will win 3-1. Do you know the last time we lost?
You're all saying 3-1.
Finlay said 3-2.
I'm sticking with 1-1.
Do you want to know the last time we lost to Crystal Palace at Selhurst Park?
Oh. Was it the 13-14? No, it wasn't.
It was in 2014, but we drew. Yeah. In 2013-14, we drew 3-3. Chris Nambour. We lost the following season, November 2014. We lost 3-1. So we haven't lost there in
rather expect less and get more.
Okay, I like that approach. Shitbag.
Yeah.
Nice one for listening to that clip from the Thursday Night Pint. If you want to watch the full show, it is exclusively on Redmen TV's YouTube channel. So head over there now and give it a watch.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.